tell you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good one?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek. What kind of show is this? My soul listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA. Good morning, USA. Hi. It's one of those mornings. What's up, Yee?
Good morning, you dandy.
What's today, Wednesday? Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yes, it's hump day.
Hump day?
It's a sucky-ass day.
But we are still here, and now it's important for us to be united in everything that we do. For some reason, today felt like doomsday.
It definitely felt like doomsday.
I was outside. It feels like a nightmare.
And the last night, I was. We all went to Hillary Clinton's...
She had an event, we could all watch the election results.
Yeah, it was really supposed to be a celebration and a party. She had an event where you can watch the election.
Yeah, Donald Trump had one and Hillary Clinton had one.
Right, it was at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City, jam-packed, rammed. I know Charlamagne left early. He had to do Colbert. Mm-hmm. Yee left early, and I stayed because I was like, this is history. I want to see this unfold. I can't wait, and man.
It started looking kind of bad.
It started looking very bad, and you could see it on people's faces. People started crying. People started leaving. It was just a mess. I really don't understand how Donald Trump was elected to be the president. I honestly don't.
Well, clearly there's a lot more going on in this world than we know. I'll tell you one thing, too. I do feel like Republicans don't discourage people from voting.
No, they definitely don't.
And they came out and voted. And going to the polls and voting. And I do feel like a lot of people were like, well, I'm not voting.
Right.
And the people that could have been voting for Hillary Clinton, voting so that Donald Trump wouldn't be in office, were telling people, don't vote, don't vote. A lot of young people didn't come out and vote.
And it was a surprise. I think it was a surprise to a lot of people. It was funny
and
yesterday.
And Donald Trump appeals to a certain demographic of people.
Yeah, he definitely does.
That's like one of the largest demographics in the United States.
They said...
And they went out and voted.
They said what? White Americans with no education. Right. And he said that those people came out and they voted for him and they came out for him. Now, it was funny. Yesterday, you came and you was like, well, this thing that you read, it was like, they're saying that Hillary Clinton's going to win.
No, I said that it seems like Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's going to win.
There was two different ones. Moody's actually did say that Hillary Clinton was going to win, but there was another one that hasn't been wrong
since 1980.
It was even before that.
Before that. Well, they were right.
Like 1912, they said.
They were right.
And they said that Donald Trump was going to win.
It was so sad. I seen T.I. last night. Shout out to T.I. I ran into him in a club last night, and he was like, you know what, Envy? Well, this is the time where we got to... start from the bottom again. We got to take a shower, wash up all that dirt off of us, and unite, come together, and start from the bottom and grind our ass back up.
Yeah, because now you can't lay down and die.
And I was like, you're right. You're right. We got to stand together. And it was
That's
funny.
Why I said we have to be united now. We have to make sure that our rights aren't taken away from us, regardless of your religion, your race, your sex. You have to make sure that we all... don't just allow things to happen.
Now, last night, a little fight broke out in the club, right? It was between two girls. It was over some singles. It was two strippers, actually. And when they were fighting, T.I. came running up to the DJ booth and said, you see, Envy, it hasn't even been one day. Donald Trump gets elected. This is what happened. We got to unite. So he started yelling, we got to unite. So I played UNITY in the strip club, which calmed everything down. And then we continued the party.
This is just weird right
it's,
now.
It's
I don't think
very
I needed to
weird.
Hear this story.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what it is.
This did not make me feel any better about anything,
it was last
but
night
thank
that,
you,
That's
Amy.
What it was. I don't even know what to tell my daughter. My daughter's like, Dad, wake me up when she's elected. I didn't wake her up.
I had my mom with me yesterday because I really thought it was going to be popping. I was like, okay, it's about to be history, Mom. I think a lot of people
Your
just took for granted.
Your mom was so pissed off. Your mom was like, where do I live? Are these my friends, my neighbors? I drink with these people every day. Well, like, I'm confused. And
well,
yeah,
Donald
said,
Trump is just as surprised as all of us right now.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
But we'll talk more about all of that in front page news this morning. Also, we do have a special guest coming on the show.
I don't know. I don't think he's coming anymore. No, I think we got to push him back.
Okay.
Nigga, I'm pushing back. All right.
All right.
But we'll talk about it more in the front page news.
And
I'm sure
Charlamagne
is on his way. So,
I know a lot of people are calling up for telling while you're masking. You might as well start calling now.
Yeah, you can start calling now, man.
We here, though. I was like, I didn't want to come to work today, but I said, I got to go to work. We still have a job, and we all still have responsibilities that we need to take care of. And we have responsibilities to each other, too.
Trump ain't going to stop my five kids from
exactly.
eating. They got to eat. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Wake your ass up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's for free. Straight.
Another one.
The Breakfast Club. Trying to get ourselves back together. If you just woke up, Donald Trump is the president. It's not Hillary Clinton if you're just waking up.
Oh, so I'm not asleep.
You're not asleep. This is not a dream. You're not in hell.
Technically, Barack Obama is still the president. So y'all better cherish these last 100 days that Barack got in the damn White House,
I'm
okay?
Definitely going to start the mix off with my president's black.
Yeah, Donald Trump is the president-elect, so y'all better really enjoy this next, what is it, 100 days, 30 days,
Does Donald Trump
days?
Still think it's know. Rigged? The election is rigged?
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
Does he still want to recount like he did before when he thought he was going to lose?
I don't trust anybody right now. I'm going to tell you why I don't trust nobody. It's a lot of sneaky-ass Trump supporters.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of covert Trump supporters. The
absolutely.
Ones that'll smile in your face and act like the hateful, bigoted, racist things he says are, you know, so disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe what he said.
Oh, but when they got in that voting booth yesterday, they represented for they said.
Trump.
The funny thing is, it's going to be when he has to deliver on all those promises he made all those poor and disenfranchised white people.
They okay. don't have to like
exactly. That's that.
They don't care.
You don't. You hate government. You hate the establishment. You
majority
think that
his followers are uneducated, which is crazy
yes,
to me.
You hate the government. You hate the establishment. You hate the fact that he's got you riled up against Mexicans because you think they're taking all the jobs. What are you going to do a year from now when you realize nothing has changed? When you're still in that trailer park? When you're still poor? You're still just a franchise. What are you going to do? You're going to turn on your leader then? Probably.
Well, Donald Trump was concerned about the machines when you go to vote, and he feels like it was a conspiracy and everything was rigged, but I guess he doesn't feel that way anymore.
No, listen, no,
well,
sure
the
not.
Elections are definitely not rigged. You know how I know the elections aren't rigged? Because they put a black man in the White House for 8 years, and then they elected a reality show star to be our now president-elect. There's nothing rigged about that. I don't even think that they would want that, okay? But it happened.
Well, he will become the 45th president of the United States of America.
If that's not the greatest case of optimism that you need in this world to make it in life, Donald Trump is about to be the president, the executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice. What is your excuse for not making it in life? That's the problem with America. The problem is you can be whatever you want to be.
No, you can. You can be it. That's the problem.
Jesus Christ.
You know how many people are trying to move to Canada
they
now?
Said the
how
site,
y'all ain't going?
They
how y'all,
the
y'all got
down.
No money? Where y'all going? Y'all ain't got no money? Where you moving
to Canada?
Who? People with money? Everybody. People,
everybody.
Man. People I know who couldn't afford to go to the Revolt Music Conference talk about they moving to Canada. How? How?
They said Canada How? Immigration site was shut down.
Well, please. You're not going to run us out of our country.
Dominican Republic site was shut down.
Oh, please. Listen, man. Keep God first. Stay humble. Spread love. Get money.
Does Montserrat have a radio station?
I was going to say, yes, they actually do.
Word.
Shout out to everybody in Montserrat.
That's what I was telling y'all.
Get myself a nice little house out there.
I ain't mad at you.
That's what I said. That's the only other plan B. You always got to empower yourself. You can't expect nobody, you know, that's head of state. To save you.
No.
You know what I mean? You got to empower yourself. So keep God first. Stay humble.
Mm-hmm.
Spread love because we're going to need a lot of it right now.
A lot of unity, a lot of love.
And get money. Okay?
Shout out to Radio Montserrat, ZJB.
You got to empower, empower yourself. You got to get money so you can empower your community so you can help others around mm-hmm. you. And I still believe voting on a local level can affect change. It's just that what the head of state represents. Like, it would have been so dope to have a woman as president. You know, it would have showed that it was more, seemed like it would be more progress. We're just coming off 8 years of a black man, now a woman. Now we back to old pale male.
Pale male.
Oh, stale pale male.
I'm just concerned about internationally what's going to happen here now because I don't think that Donald Trump knows how to handle.
But just not internationally here. I mean, it's so much hate. It's a lot of hate.
Yeah, and that's why we need a head of state that's going to build bridges and not walls. Like, you know, I don't feel like Donald Trump even wants to unite the country. Did he even give a speech last night? I would doubt.
Yeah, he did. We actually have it. Here you go.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us on our victory, and I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I pledge that I will be president for all America. For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people. Oh. I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country.
He's so vengeful, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, those are the words.
That's scary,
but those are the words he has to say, because we definitely need unity. This is still America at the end of the day. You can't divide America. You can't split America up.
He's done it.
The people that you offended, you have to reach out to them.
He's done it for years. Yeah, he don't care.
Amen.
He don't care who's with him and who's not. Amen. He has a majority.
I don't know, man.
He don't give a F.
Hey.
And he's so vindictive, so vengeful.
I'm going to just keep repeating Jay-Z's line in my head. Government, F government, we politic ourselves. God first. Spread love, because we're going to need a lot of it. And get money.
Tell them why you mad's next. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. You want to talk? You want to holler? You want to get some things off your mind? Get some things off your chest? I know a lot of you are waking up like, what? Is this still a dream? You're not dreaming.
Yes, and you know what? I don't have no problem with all the overt Trump supporters, all the guys that had the Trump pinch signs in their yard, whatever. Do you? What pisses me off is you covert Trump supporters. You sneaky. Let me tell you something, ladies. Covert Trump supporters are the guys that you'll have sex with, and they'll slip the condom off without you knowing, and then they'll put it in. Next thing you know, you got chlamydia 2 weeks later and don't know how because you thought you had it wrapped up.
No, they'll poke a hole in the condom and you wind up pregnant.
They rip the head of the condom off, so when you put it in, the condom just rolls back.
Who did that to you?
Nobody did that to me.
All right, tell them why you mad. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm gonna tell you why, man. I'm gonna tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hey, this is Ariana from Dallas.
Ariana, tell them why you mad.
Dallas, we out here. 7-1.
Hey, that's what's up, Charlie, man. Cowboy Nation all day.
That's right.
Now, listen, Donald Trump is the president, so I definitely believe my Cowboys winning the Super Bowl this year, okay?
Hey, you know what? At any point, anything is possible. But what I called in for, I'm pissed because I'm a veteran, and I'm very ashamed of this country. I fought 4 years in the Navy for people that look like me, that don't look like me, that don't celebrate the same religion as me. And for us to have Donald Trump as the president, it's like, what has this world come to? Like, I'm in shock. It's just, I have so many emotions right now. I can't even begin to just explain how I feel.
Somebody said something to me last night at Hillary's headquarters that made a lot of sense. They said every sitting president makes way for the next president.
Right.
And it was like, you know, George Bush bottomed out so bad that it made America want to vote for a black president. Now, when a black president's in office, you have this portion of the country who's so upset about this black man being president that it made way for somebody like a Donald Trump.
Yeah, they said Barack Obama had like a 54% approval rating and people were so frustrated.
So mad at Democrats. Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Aaliyah.
Hey, Aaliyah, tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because obviously Trump won, but also because of the anger that's being directed at minority voters. I think the anger should stay at the Democratic Party. Hillary Clinton could barely run on a real progressive platform. She could barely even commit to any real progressive ideals. And the Democratic Party showed that their biggest fear wasn't Trump, but Bernie Sanders, because they don't want to commit to real progressivism. So that's who you should be angry at, not at minorities, because we've been screwed over every single election year. So people didn't really think anything more would come out of it, but here's where we are.
Yeah, but you know what? I still don't like the fact that a lot of us sat on our hands and didn't go out there and vote.
You know, didn't care to. They thought that was their stance.
You got to keep somebody like Trump out of the White House. And I'm not. I was on Colbert last night, and I told him I didn't vote out of fear. I voted out of hope. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, you know, Hillary Clinton was going to provide some type of hope for this country, even if it was just being a woman president.
About young daughters.
If that was the least, just her being a symbol, she would have provided some hope.
All right, tell them why you're mad.
Jesus need to step out this guy right now with the Wu-Tang Clan Triumph be playing or something from Metro Boomin.
800-585-1051. Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Usher, No Limit. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out to T.I. I ran into T.I. last night in the city, actually at a club. And you know, I told him, I said, man, this is bad. And he was like, yeah, this is really bad. But you know what we got to do, MV? I said, what's up? He said, this is where we really have to unite. We start from the bottom over again, and we got to wash the dirt off of us and really come together and fight our way back to the top. He said, we've done it before. We got to do it again.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I heard that dumbass story you told when I was on the way to work.
Nah, it's not no dumbass story.
When you said some girls started fighting and T.I. got on the mic and said, this is what Trump called. Like, shut up.
And then you played you and I.T.Y. in the strip club.
That was dumb. I'm going to be honest with you.
What, playing you and I.T.Y.?
Strippers fighting the strip club all the time, especially on Monday. I saw a bartender get beat up this weekend in South Carolina over getting tipped too much. So this ain't got nothing to do with no damn Donald Trump.
You're missing his point in what he said.
No, I'm not.
Don't worry about the strippers.
Was it a Mexican stripper jumping on a white stripper?
Yes.
Okay, then that maybe he got a point. All right. Was she Muslim?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But, you know,
strippers didn't even vote yesterday.
We don't know if the strippers voted, but we really got to, you know, unite and band together and really, really come together and try to do something to make this better.
There's nothing we can do. I'm going to tell you something straight up, man. Keep remembering this Jay-Z line over and over. Government, F government, politic yourselves. Keep God first. Spread love, because we're going to need a lot of that going around, and get money. That you got to empower yourself, okay, and empower those around you. That's it. Other than that, our first lady is Melania Trump, all right?
Oh, man.
Okay? Rudy Giuliani is probably about to be attorney general, all right? Newt Gingrich is going to be in Donald Trump's cabinet. America, you're screwed, bro.
We about to be in the
America
back
like
of the...
that part of it.
Yeah, we'll be about to be in the back of the bus again. Separate water fountains.
No, it's not going to go back to that. Now, we got rumors on the way.
No, it ain't going that far.
It ain't going that far.
It's
going
to feel we'll that way, but it ain't going
we'll
that
We'll talk
far.
About celebrity reactions to Donald Trump winning last night. We'll tell you what some people had to say. Also, Rick Ross responds to the claims that he owes about $5.7 million in taxes.
And God bless everybody who was just lying about voting yesterday, but somehow or another you found an I voted sticker and posted it on Instagram. Clearly you was lying.
Yeah.
You voted for Donald J.
Call us up now. We're going to take your calls all morning long. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, a lot of people were reacting while they waited for the results and after the results of the election when it was announced that Donald Trump will be president. Janelle Monae went on Twitter. She said, once again, America has continued to fail women, minorities, Muslims, immigrants, LGBTQ. This is so disgusting. Didn't want to believe the amount of dummies that this country has. Also, Killer Mike and Ashanti were on The Real, and here's what they said.
I'm glad it's all.
What about you, Ashanti? I mean, I feel the same way. You know, I think in the beginning, I don't know if people really took it serious, but it just got real.
All right. Also, India Ari tweeted, I'm so afraid of what is about to happen. John Legend said, I feel like America just sent in our tuition check for Trump University. Kirk Franklin just wrote, help. A lot of people were tweeting last night. I saw Killer Mike said, tell the same people I said, being black, and that will solve it all. If they do that, I accept the blame. If not, the lawyers running the DNC. He just went and did a whole long post about it. Seth MacFarlane said, I truly cannot visualize the rambling, incoherent creature I saw at the debates now addressing the nation from the Oval Office.
Yep. Listen, Donald Trump said there will be no $25 billion given to HBCUs. In fact, they will receive no funding, and they now have to be referred to as All Lives Matter universities.
Snoop Dogg just tweeted out, F this-ish. Katy Perry said, gonna cry my false eyelashes off tonight. Neo said, don't let them punk you out of your rights. Questlove said, mediates, waits, keeps cool at United States.
What?
I think he meant to write meditates.
Oh.
But he wrote mediates.
Listen, man, we ain't got no choice but to keep it moving at the end of the day. At the end of the day, we have to empower ourselves. You know, like Jay-Z said, government, F government, we got to politic ourselves. You got to keep God first. That's
pray.
The most important thing.
Absolutely.
God
that's
is the most important thing. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you got
to
spread love because we're going to need a lot of it. And number three, you better find a way to get this money. Okay, because that's the only way to empower yourself and empower those around you.
Now, Judd Apatow said, so the host of The Apprentice, who loves Putin and vagina grabbing, controls House, Senate, and the Supreme Court. What could go wrong?
I mean, listen, America, we knew one day that a reality show star or some type of celebrity possibly could, you know, become the president of the
United States.
I
didn't think that at all. That was never on my mind. That
really?
Was the last thing on me. There was no way in hell I would have definitely bet against this happening.
We talked about this before. I saw you can see America trending in this way. I thought it was going to be a Kardashian or somebody first.
No, we're not running the
country. I didn't think it was going to be Donald J. Trump.
Now, Katy Perry was at Hillary Clinton's event last night.
She was supposed to perform.
And she did say that her parents voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah, that was weird in that speech. She was like, yeah, my parents voted for Donald Trump. I was like, whoa, where's this going?
I don't have no problem with anybody who openly voted for Donald Trump. The problem is you little sneaky Donald Trump supporters, okay? You wanted that act like everything Donald Trump says is so bad around people, but then behind your back, you're championing it on.
All right, now let's discuss Rick Ross. We told you yesterday he owes $5.7 million in taxes.
Oh, Donald Trump is shutting down all Wingstops. I'm telling you that right now.
He's Donald Trump seems like he might like Wingstops.
Nah, he's shutting down all Wingstops, bro.
Well, anyway, he did respond to that. He said he's been fortunate enough to experience financial success on a large scale through both my music career and my many business ventures. But he went on to say he's aware of the current dealings with the IRS. The issue arose from an incorrect filing by a prior accountant for the 2012 tax year. My new team of accountants have corrected the prior filing. And as anyone who has dealt with the IRS understands, it is a process. So he's saying they've already satisfied a large portion of these issues and they've been working very closely to bring this all to a full resolution.
Donald Trump gonna make Rick Ross cut his beard. He reminds him too much of a Muslim. He's going to go all through Philly and make everybody cut their beards. Everybody got to cut their beards. James Harden.
Stop it.
All right, you ain't the Donald Trump ain't playing, bro.
Stop it.
You'll see.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. When we come back, we got front page news. We'll fill you in with what happened with the election last night.
What you need to know is that Biff got the sports almanac, okay? That's what you need to know. The way Hill Valley looked in Back to the Future 2, that's how America about to look.
And Little Big Homie said that we look very defeated on Revolt TV.
Who the hell
morning,
is Little Big Homie?
Somebody that watches.
I don't listen to people whose names are oxymorons.
But yeah, we do. Let's, you know, get it together because we have a lot of work to do.
All right. Well, front page news when we come back. Can you stop?
No, y'all lucky I'm here. Okay. I got in late last night. Had sex with my wife.
Okay, we all got in late.
I want to go to sleep. All right. I really don't want to be here this morning.
That's TMI. We didn't want to hear that part.
Right.
But I know some sneaky Trump supporters up here. I'm just waiting for them to walk in here and tell us it's a wrap.
Oh, my goodness. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Okay.
Good morning, America. You really effed this one up this time,
buddy. Let's get in some front page news. Let me just read this text my daughter sent to me this morning. She goes, Dad. I'm like, hey, babes. She goes, why, and this is all capitalized, why is Donald Trump president of the United States of America? I said, I don't know. I'm just as confused as you are. She said, Americans are complete idiots for voting for him. She says, over the next 4 years, we are going to see a drastic change in America. I just can't believe it. You know all I can say? Just pray.
I mean, at the end of the day, you should have been keeping God first. That's
absolutely, but you just pray even more.
I need Jesus to come down right now. I just need Jesus to step out the sky with the Wu-Tang Clan Triumph instrumental playing and just pressure wash everything.
How you know?
Now's a good time for the rapture.
How you know you like Triumph?
Now's a good... Yeah, Jesus probably come out to something by either Just Blaze or Metro Boomin. You're right. I think Tribe would be going too.
Allow me to reintroduce myself, you know, something like that.
That ain't bad either.
See?
I'm telling you.
Well, what caused Donald Trump to win? Overwhelming support from white working class voters. That's what really caused Donald Trump to sweep this to victory.
No poor white trash? None of the poor and disenfranchised white people of our society, them too.
That too.
Absolutely. And people that nobody ever speaks to that's in their trailer parks having sex with their cousins, they came out in droves.
Mm-hmm.
Drove it all, pickup trucks with all their finest camo on. Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump won the swing states, Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Crazy night. And let's hear what Donald Trump had to say after finding out that he won.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us on our victory, and I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I pledge that I will be president for all America. For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country.
He's very vengeful, man.
Yeah, not only did he win, like, Hillary got her ass kicked.
Yeah, he whooped her.
Like, men don't beat women like that and not go to jail in this era unless they in the NFL.
I didn't like the fact that she didn't come out and speak.
I wouldn't have spoke either.
They said she should speak today.
No, there was a lot of people that were out there that worked hard for her campaign that were out there several hours to see her. She should have came out there and spoke.
She's 70 years old.
What that
and
mean?
She didn't concede until 2 in the morning. Who the hell was she going to be speaking to?
I think by that time, everybody was gone.
I'm sure she needed a nap by then.
Party's over.
All right? Like, come on, man. What's wrong? She's somebody's grandmother.
There was a lot of people out there for the last night.
And she needed a nap. Okay, I'm sure she was filled with emotion. She probably had nothing to say. I wouldn't want to address the nation in that manner either at that moment.
But today they expect that she will.
I told them last night. I said, if I was her, I wouldn't speak at all. I'm 70 years old. I'm never going to run for president ever again.
You go to sleep? You can't sleep the rest of your life away.
Listen, I don't have to speak to y'all now because I'm not going to be here 4 years from now to talk. I'm not doing this again. So, like, whatever. I gave it the old college try. Y'all burnt my bra. Okay?
Burnt your bra?
Ain't that what you do when you're protesting women? What do you cut?
I've never heard of burnt your bra.
I saw that in a movie somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Or maybe I just made that up.
Well, at least there is legal weed in California.
Ain't no. That's not a good consolation prize.
Is there legal weed in California? I heard that last night.
It's not a good consolation prize. Yes, they did vote to make weed recreational or something
like that. So you can smoke weed in Cali now. That starts today?
I already thought it was pretty legal there
I thought it was too.
So I didn't really...
you didn't really think about it?
I don't even know what that means.
I guess you can smoke it all the time and not get arrested for it.
It's not just for medicinal purposes. You don't need that card to be able to go and buy it. Now you can just...
Well, you never really needed that card anyway.
You don't really need it here either.
I guess you're right. All right. Well, that's front page news. Let's open up the phone lines. Let's speak to the people.
Does anybody want something right now?
I do. You got some?
Yes.
Let me get some. 800-585-1051.
I had scotch last night. I was drinking scotch at the Colbert Show.
Oh.
I needed a stiff drink of scotch. Never had it before.
Had something stiff. How'd it taste?
Yeah. It was all right.
Okay. 800-585-1051.
We have scotch up here, too.
What's up? Nah, I'm good. 800-585-1051. We want to talk to you. How do you feel?
I feel like I can do anything.
And an edible.
I can feel like I can do anything I want and say anything I want in America. Okay, that's what I feel. I feel like Donald Trump is the greatest case of optimism ever.
But listen,
because this is the executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice, and he's the president. I wish somebody tell me what I couldn't be.
Well, don't you go around grabbing vaginas.
I ain't grabbing nobody's vagina but my wife's.
There you go.
All right?
800-585-1051. Call us up right now. We'd love to hear from you. Just tell us how you feel. All right, both sides. Maybe you're a Trump supporter and you feel great. Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Jay-Z with Encore. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
It's about to get real in here.
We're just taking your phone calls, 800-585-1051. I mean, last night was pretty drastic for a lot of people. It's really upsetting.
I mean, listen, man, I feel like I wanted Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States of America because I didn't vote for Hillary out of fear of Trump. I voted for Hillary because of hope of what she represented.
Good,
you know,
right?
I feel like a woman in the White House, you know, would have been a very good sign of empowerment for our country. It would have showed a lot of progress. It would have showed somebody like my daughter, who's 8, who's only seen Barack Obama, that she possibly could really do anything she wanted to on this planet because she's black and she's a woman.
Absolutely.
So I feel like we took 100 steps back.
And what really bothers me about Donald Trump is a lot of things that he's said and done are disgusting to me. Like, I don't even feel like you should have been eligible to run for president. But, you know.
I just can't believe that the pale male. I feel like pale males are so stale when it comes to that position. I feel like I didn't think we were going to ever see another white man in that position to be president
in a long time. But not him. Not somebody with no experience.
I thought it had to be an exceptional white man. White man that can dance or something.
A dance. You stupid.
White man.
Let's go to
white
the
man that got a wicked jump shot.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Micah, man. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Talk to me, Micah.
Yo, real quick, man. I just feel like with the whole Trump election and everything, I just feel like if he won without the political background experience that he had for office or any position that he had to go for first before becoming president, I feel like anybody in this world could do anything they want.
That's it.
But next time I go up for a job, I should have no degree, no requirements, no master's. I should just be qualified if I could do the job.
Listen, now the subtitle of my book is Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. If America does not show you that you can create your own opportunity, then I don't know what country does. Because Donald J. Trump is president, and he's never held any political office ever. No. Not even student class president that we know of.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Greg.
Hey, Greg, man, talk to us about how you feel. What's your thoughts, bro?
Man, honestly, I feel like we've had worse presidents before.
Who?
I'm a little wary
of
him. Name him. George Bush. He put this country in such a big deficit, it's not even funny. Barack Obama couldn't even get it out.
Hey, he did, but the thing with Donald Trump is Donald Trump has never held any political office. He has no experience on a political level at all.
Correct.
And like George Bush had his daddy.
I agree with you 100% on that. And Hillary Clinton knowingly deleted classified information. Any person in that position can be held 3 years imprisonment or fine and is not allowed to hold any government office. So she shouldn't even been in the election in the first place.
Well, the FBI cleared her, though, didn't they?
They definitely cleared her.
If I'm Barack Obama, I'm going to pardon Hillary before I leave the White House.
Hello, who's this?
Candace, how are you?
Good morning, Mama. How you feeling this morning? Talk to us.
I'm feeling so bad. I got out and voted yesterday. I think everybody in my community got out and voted yesterday. and we're from the east side of Detroit. I know for a fact there were a lot of people at the polls. Everybody voted for Clinton, and I can't believe that they actually let Donald Trump win this thing.
Listen, we completely agree. We were there watching the elections at the event with Hillary Clinton, thinking that there's no way that people in the United States would allow something like this to happen. But this whole thing has been expecting the unexpected.
But it's very important for everybody to keep their energy up, man. I told y'all, you know, you can't look for any head of state to save you the same way you can't save these hoes. That's Jesus' job. So what we got to do is just empower ourselves. We got to keep God first. We got to spread love because we're going to need a lot of it to go around. And we got to get this money.
And like somebody said on Twitter, nope, the Breakfast Club will not be going to the White House. That's
the Breakfast Club ain't never going to the White House.
No, it's not going
to happen. I'm not going
to
lie.
I don't even want to.
I had a couple selfish reasons for voting for Hillary. Definitely going to the White House was one of them. And it's bad. I took my daughter with me to the headquarters last night because I'm expecting, you know, Hillary to win. And, you know, she was going to feel all good about that. Now I'm sitting there trying to explain to her why Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America.
Good luck. Call us up, 800-585-1051. We love to talk to you. Tell us how you feel, what's your feelings, what's your emotions. We'll put you on the air at the Breakfast Club in the morning. That was Love, Tory Lanez. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just waking up, Hillary Clinton will not be the 45th president. It will actually be Donald Trump. That's not a joke. You're not dreaming. This is absolutely, positively true.
I can't wait to hear Melania Trump's speech now.
Do you really?
Whose speech is she going to take?
Who knows? 800-585-1051. We just want to know your feelings, how you feeling. Hello, who's this?
Hey, yo, what's going on, MV? So I just want to let American people know they don't understand the totality of what just happened with the Trump election. Not only has Trump been elected president, but he's also both have houses up on the legislative branch are controlled by Republicans, which they'll put in the judge for the Supreme Court, a Republican. So now all three branches of the government were Republican. So the Republicans have free reign on what they can do for this country. Like, they could repeal Obamacare, and that's
right.
Can do
which I'm sure they will. And Donald Trump has spoken about not letting any Muslims into the United States, so let's see if he tries to make that happen.
He's definitely
going
to probably try to uphold that. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Danny from Queens.
Danny, talk to us, man. What's your emotions? What you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot of anxiety over Donald Trump being president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that people were wrong. I mean, all the public political pundits were saying he can't win without the brown people of color behind him, the Latinos, the blacks, the Chinese, everybody. But they were all wrong. I mean, it just shows there are a lot more angry white people out there than what anybody expected.
I feel like America is a lot more racist than a lot of us could ever have imagined. I think a lot of times when you live in places like New York and you live in, like, California, like, I'm from South Carolina, so I get it a little bit more, but we don't understand the bubble that these cities cause us to live in, because the rest of America is it more of an accurate reflection than America than those two cities are. So we don't experience racism here on a daily basis the way a lot of people do down south.
Absolutely.
In the Midwest.
I agree with that.
So
Virginia,
yeah. Definitely. It's a lot more racist than we could ever believe.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? It's Anthony from New Orleans.
Hey, Anthony, man. How you feeling this morning, bro?
I'm feeling fantastic this morning, Envy. Fantastic.
Why are you feeling fantastic, Anthony?
I'm happy the man won. And I'm sorry that may ruffle some feathers. And look, I'm a Republican. I voted for Obama twice. I think this is going to be a good thing, y'all. I think we need to give the man a chance. Bottom line.
I just don't want to see. I don't want to see Rudy Giuliani, the Attorney General.
But I want to see Ben Carson as the Surgeon General, and he's a brilliant African American man that the African American population can be proud of.
Well, I don't know if it's just about race, but tell me what about Donald Trump was appealing to you? I'm just curious.
Because it's people get mad at the man for speaking his mind. But, you know, secretly, a lot of people feel that way about certain things.
That is true.
And you can't be mad at a man. Wait, hold on. You can't be mad at a man because he speaks his mind.
What about the things that he said about women?
You can be mad at a man for spreading hate speech, sir. Like, just because you just...
And the things he said, he shouldn't degrade women. No, I do agree with that. But the bottom line is, I think we just need to give it a shot, y'all.
We ain't got no choice. Yeah, like, we got a choice.
Thank you for calling.
Exactly.
Andy.
We had a choice last night, and we blew it.
Hello, who's this?
Who is this, boy?
I've been laying low doing voter initiatives all through the trailer parks because we had to make America great again.
That is good.
And praise be to white Jesus, we did it.
White power.
Orange is the new black, meaning that black president of yours has been replaced by a white man with an orange hue, Donald J. Trump.
White power!
Hey, ladies, get your abortions while you still
can. I'm not even
can.
Listening. I just tuned
in the
out.
Next few years, gay marriage will be reversed. HBCUs will be known as All Lives Matter universities. Muslims are no longer welcome here. You will be deported, except for the ones who work at 7-Eleven.
Goodbye!
All Mexicans will be arrested for loitering in front of home
people
and given stiff prison sentences for loitering. And on behalf of original Caucasian males, I got a song for all you Trump haters. Are you ready? Yeah. You're gonna like this one. Sorry.
That's just disrespectful.
Trying to hold me up.
Oh, you really gonna sing along?
I'm not gonna let nobody steal my joy, okay? I know what I gotta do out here in these streets. I'm gonna keep doing what I've been doing for the past 8 years.
Protect, provide.
I keep God first. Okay, God is with me always. That's why I am so blessed and highly favored. I'm just going to spread love because that's what we need. And I'm going to get this money.
All right.
Okay, that's how I empower my community.
Yeah,
all
right,
me and mine. Me and mine. That's all we got now. Me and mine.
Who was that?
He was acting. He said, me and mine. That's all I got now.
I'm
me
not even
and
listening
mine. This guy, go ahead. Tell us
anyway, we're going to talk about Drake and another accomplishment that he has made. Also, Floyd Mayweather. Are you looking forward to seeing him get back in the ring?
Floyd Mayweather definitely voted for Donald Trump.
We'll tell you what he has
all
to
lives
say
matter Mayweather.
About the possibilities.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Hold on. I'm having some mic issues over here.
Since when you get a mic?
There we go.
Hillary loses. Now you want to have a mic. You don't even want a vagina
this
no more. What are you doing?
All right. I'm going to speak.
Just hold it. Yeah.
There we go. All right. Thank you for that advice. Yes, now, would you be willing to see another Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao fight?
Not interested.
Saw that Floyd accepted Manny Pacquiao's invitation to go watch him fight Vargas over the weekend. And here is what Floyd Mayweather had to say to Fight Hype when questioned about coming back.
You know, the door's still open. Absolutely. I don't miss it. I got in there to start. It was a lesson that I was teaching all the young fighters, and I wanted to show Adrian Broner also certain defense moves that he can use. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Different days, I feel different ways. But like I always say, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Not interested in seeing Floyd All Lives Matter Mayweather fight Manny Pacquiao.
Well,
I would watch it. I'll definitely check it out.
Not me. I wouldn't pay for that one. I'm not intrigued by that at all.
Not
even a little bit.
I want to see Floyd get 50.
Manny Pacquiao, on his behalf, says that they haven't had any discussions about it. It's not in his mind right now. But their lines of communications are open. And according to Mayweather, the last Pacquiao fight was not bad.
Well, put your money on Manny Pacquiao if that fight ever happens. You know why? Because the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA Finals, the Cubs won the World Series, and Donald Trump is the president.
You better not listen to that boy.
All right, Drake, congratulations to him with his new song, Fake Love, in the top 10. It's at number 10 in the second week only, right? They're saying that he is now third place among the rappers with the highest number of appearances in the top 100. Now, do you know who's above him?
Who?
Because previously, he has 18 now because of this song. Previously, he was tied with Eminem at 17. Right now, he's tied with Ludacris.
I knew that.
Two more people he's got to surpass.
I didn't know that. I knew that.
What?
That it was Ludacris. I just couldn't remember at the time.
I didn't know that. All right. Well, in the second place position is Lil Wayne. He has 19 in the Hot 100. And in first place is Jay-Z with 21. So
okay.
I feel like he's going to be able to do it. He has some new music coming out in December. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he's been putting out other songs now. A lot of them I like. So it's probably going to happen. Now, Lil Yachty recently did another interview.
Oh, boy.
He did this underrated or overrated is what it's called with Pitchfork, and he was given a number of topics, and he had to say whether they were underrated or overrated, and of course people were upset because when they asked him about Biggie, he said overrated. with no explanation. Well, he did go to Twitter to defend himself. He said, I'm sorry, but I refuse to lie. If I don't listen to Biggie or think he is as big as everybody else, why is that a problem? LOL, who cares, bro? He said, I speak my mind. I might be the only new age artist speaking his mind. N-word's mad at me for having an opinion. Catch a grip and relax. You'll be okay. I promise the world will still spend. If you feel like I disrespected Biggie, I don't know what to tell you because I didn't. I didn't say he was bad or even that he wasn't a legend. I said I felt he was overrated for the simple fact that if I would have said he was underrated, it still would have made blogs.
I just don't feel like you should speak on things you don't have enough information of. I'm pretty sure Yachty has probably never listened to Ready or Die. I'm pretty sure he's never listened to Life After Death, Volume 1, Volume 2. I'm sure he hasn't.
He said, because you owe Tim boot wearers. No, I don't listen to him. So then you would have called me out for lying on calling him underrated. So that was his explanation. He said, maybe I should have said no comment, right, and said nothing. LMAO, F out of here.
That's not his era. Like, I know that, you know, people say things like, oh, well, he's a rapper, so he should know other rappers. Nah, he really shouldn't. Like, that's just not his era. I bet you he thinks Gucci Mane is God, though.
But I do think if it's the greats, like people that are always in the conversation.
He's too young to know.
I also feel like people keep asking him about it. So
Biggie got albums older than Lil Yachty.
I don't know. I look at
Ready to Die is 21.
I do feel like in this genre of music, we should be paying homage to people that came before us that were great.
We should do it in everything we do in life, but people don't.
But I feel like they do it in other genres of music, just in hip hop for some reason. It's just, I don't know.
I just think it's an age thing. It's simply generational. That's all it is. It's simply generational.
Because I feel like there are young artists who really do know all of that older music.
And salute to them.
You know? I do feel like it's worth getting to know it, though. It's worth getting to listen to Tupac if everyone loves. Why wouldn't I want to? If everybody talks about how great he is.
Might not just be into it.
Even if I never. But he does hip hop. He's into hip hop.
I mean,
right?
By the way.
I mean,
I never was a huge Tupac fan when he was alive. I've told y'all
see?
That. I was a fan of Tupac's character.
People feel after differently for different people.
Yeah,
but you're aware of his music.
Yeah.
Okay.
To a certain extent. I never heard his whole catalog.
I just think that having an opinion on something but not being familiar with it is not.
That's what he should say.
That's really
he should
what
say,
it
I'm
is.
Not familiar with Biggie like that. That's not my era. I didn't grow up on it.
That's what
he's
he should
overrated.
Say. But if he heard one song and felt like Biggie wasn't nice, he could say it. I mean, based on his opinion, it's just an opinion. What do you feel about it? Well, if this one song, I don't feel that. You know, that's his opinion. I don't agree, but that's his opinion.
I didn't see Will Chamberlain play. So if you ask me about Will Chamberlain, I'm going to say Shaq better.
And that's the same thing.
You know?
If you played in the NBA, you think you would be familiar
with
Will
Chamberlain?
A lot of
these, I'm sure NBA players have no idea about a lot of the
you don't
older.
Think the NBA players study basketball and grew
I don't think
up
the kids in the park know. And that's they dead nice. Hell no. They just love the game because who
but
they
I
see now.
But I'm talking about NBA players because that's their job.
I don't think NBA players know every.
Every NBA? No.
Great NBA player that played. I don't think so. That's just me personally.
All right. Well, he did get very defensive on Twitter, so, you know.
Okay.
Clearly, he knows it did ruffle some feathers. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Thank you, Yee. Shalabang!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
America, America. I don't know the rest of the words.
Thank God. All right. We'll get into that donkey today when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey? Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
I don't even know. Listen, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 9th, goes to America. This beautiful, great country of ours has jumped the shark. If you haven't heard, the next president of the United States of America is the executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice, Donald J. Trump. A reality show star will be our new president. I always believed America's obsession with celebrity would ultimately be our downfall, and I always thought that a Kardashian, somebody from that Kardashian clan could one day be president, but never in a million years did I believe a campaign run on hate and bigotry by a reality star would fly in 2016. I just believed in my country more than that. Call me naive, but I just didn't see how this would be possible. But America sure showed me. Okay, they sure showed me because Donald J. Trump is president. All right, now what does this mean for our society? I don't know. I truly don't know. We're already a nation divided. A lot of people felt like liberty and justice for all wasn't promised for everybody, and this campaign of Donald Trump's was fueling a lot of that. But last night was supposed to be a healing of sorts. Hillary was supposed to win and America was supposed to feel empowered and progressive and the nightmare would be over. We made history and elected our first woman president after 8 years of a black president, but nope. That's not the adventure America chose, okay? America chose to not just agree with Donald Trump's message, they chose to embrace it wholeheartedly by making Donald J. Trump the next president of the not-so-United States of America. What does this mean for our society? I told y'all, I don't know. That's my answer to this question from here on out. I kept telling y'all that America is going to look like Hill Valley and Back to the Future 2 when Biff got a hold of that sports almanac from the future and became the richest, most powerful man in the town. But there is no Marty McFly, Doc Brown, and Flying DeLorean to save us this time. We got to live this one out. And at this moment, I don't trust nobody. Okay, for all you people who are open with your support of Trump, hey, respect to you, because you're not afraid to stand on your beliefs or stand by a man openly. If that's what you believe, you have the right to believe it. But what I don't respect is you cowards, you in-the-closet Trump supporters who act like everything he says is so bad in public. But in private, you was rooting for him and you voted for him. We are surrounded by sneaky Trump supporters, and statistics show 89% of covert Trump supporters are covert racists. Okay? The type to slip the condom off and not even tell you. All right? Now, my daughter, 8 years old, all she knows is President Barack Obama. So for me, I just think it shapes your mind a different way when all you've seen is a black man in the White House, and then we would have transitioned into a woman president. I just feel like that would have energized her in a certain way. I honestly felt, when it came to the president of the United States of America, I honestly felt white men were too played out for that position. I just truly felt like the pale male was stale when it came to being president. But nope. And I just kept trying to figure out how to explain this to my daughter without discouraging her or planting negative seeds in her that could grow to some form of prejudice. And I still haven't quite figured out how to explain to her why and how Donald J. Trump became president. But then I came across my man Van Jones on CNN. Drop on the clues bombs for Van Jones. He explained how a lot of us are feeling right now. Play Van Jones from CNN last night.
People have talked about a miracle. I'm hearing about a nightmare. It's hard to be a parent tonight for a lot of us. You tell your kids, don't be a bully. Don't be a bigot. Do your homework and be prepared. And then you have this outcome, and you have people putting children to bed tonight. They're afraid of breakfast. They're afraid of, how do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country? Families of immigrants that are terrified tonight. This was a rebellion against the elites. True, it was a complete reinvention of politics and polls, it's true. But it was also something else. We've talked about everything but race tonight. We've talked about income, we've talked about class, we've talked about region. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes. And Donald Trump has a responsibility tonight to come out and reassure people that he is going to be the president of all the people who he insulted and offended and brushed aside. Yeah, when you say, you know, you want to take your country back, you got a lot of people who feel that we're not represented well either. But we don't want to feel that someone has been elected by throwing away some of us to appeal more deeply to others.
Mm. What does this mean for our society? I don't know. I have no clue. Okay, I don't even know what else to say right now. I'm exhausted, drained, defeated for the moment, but I'm Wolverine to the BS. My healing factors are incredible. But in the meantime, America, we need to be ashamed of ourselves. Give America the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
I don't know.
Now, we usually do ask ye here today.
Do we know what we're doing right now?
Yeah, but you know,
are you sure?
Yes. Why are you bothering me? But we're not going to do Ask Ye. We're going to take your phone call some more. 800-585-1051. If you're just waking up, of course, you heard Charlamagne, you heard Angela Yee, you heard us all morning. Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America.
You know, a question I do have, because this is really, honestly, truly, probably the most important thing for me at this very moment. What's just want to know if we can ever truly be the United States of America. Like, are we even interested in having a country that is united? Because I feel like it's such a divide right now. Mm-hmm. And I know even though Donald Trump says he wants to unify the country, there is nothing about his rhetoric, there is nothing he's shown me throughout his campaign that makes me believe he actually wants to do that. So I just want to know, do you think that if we could ever truly be united?
That's right. What I want to know. Can we ever truly be the United States of America? Because that's what we need more than anything right now is unity.
Call us up and also let us know your reactions. 800-585-1051.
And cognac.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
And Jesus. And a monologue from Jon Stewart.
And Drake?
No, we don't.
That was 50 in the Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. So we're not dreaming. Trump is going to be the next president.
America's a wet iPhone right now. America's an iPhone that fell in the toilet.
Useless.
Okay. You turned it off real fast, thinking that you could save it. It won't turn back on. Put it in some rice. Let's see what happens.
We're not dreaming, but we're not woke either. So.
Oh, we y'all been ain't woke. Woke is actually getting your ass up and going to vote. Y'all think woke was sitting on your hands saying, I'm not voting. F that. I'm going to hold my vote. That's what y'all think woke was, right? Some of y'all woke mother effers need some sleep, okay? Because y'all don't get it. Now, this is what I want to know.
What?
How you going to get your money? Because that man that's in that office right now ain't thinking about your black ass. So how you going to get your money?
All right. Well, 800
how you going to get your money?
1051.
How you going to get your money?
Calm down, man. What's wrong with you? Hello?
My name's Kayla.
Oh, Kayla, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, okay. Did you vote?
Yes, I voted. And I voted for Hillary.
Show me your sticker. I don't believe you.
Well, there's no sticker that says Hillary on it. This is voting. Now, what's your reactions to everything that's going on?
Okay, I feel like Donald Trump should not have been president. First of all, he has no political background. He's too Hitler-like. He's racist. And he just came out of nowhere and ran. That's like my cousin running for president out of nowhere.
That is like your cousin.
You get what I'm saying?
But this is the beauty of him. I will say this, though. He has built the greatest case of optimism, probably even greater than Barack Obama. Because, you know, when Barack got elected, black people felt like they could do whatever.
Right.
True. You know,
Trump being president makes me feel like I can do whatever.
Hello, who's this?
This is Latrice from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Latrice. Did you go out and vote yesterday?
I actually early voted.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, what are your reactions? What do you think?
Baffled at the fact that this man has won. He ran a hate campaign from beginning to end and won. I think a lot of people underestimated how many races are in America, and right. Not just that, how many people are closed-minded to a woman running this country, how many men don't want to be led by a woman. Even though she's white, they don't want to a woman telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. And yes, Trump won, but people also need to realize that the House, the Senate, and the Supreme Court judge are all about to be Republican.
Right.
So all the work that we did with Obama these past 8 years are pretty much going to go down the drain.
Oh, they're wiping that from the history books, boo. It's going to be like Barack Obama was on steroids.
They're going to do what they're doing to the pyramids in Egypt. They're going to paint them white so that people think that the Egyptians were white and not black.
All right, mama.
So basically what you're telling me is that in the near future, Channing Tatum will play Barack Obama in a biopic, is what you're telling me.
Pretty much. Hello, who's this?
Yo. Yo, this is Polo Rome.
Polo Rome.
You ain't vote yesterday.
You definitely didn't vote yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. Hey, it's crazy, though, that they let Trump win. Like you said, Charlamagne, I was expecting something different. I'd have liked to see a president lady up in the White House after President Obama. It looked like we making some progress, but yeah, we did move 100 years backwards and shit. It's crazy, though.
Yeah, president lady, that'd have been hot.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, man, I was talking about the little Trump situation, right?
What's your name, bro?
My name Alabama, man.
Did you vote yesterday, Alabama?
Nah, man, because I wouldn't even with that boy. You know what I'm saying?
No.
About Trump winning if you didn't even attempt to vote against him, sir.
Yeah, the reason why, I don't care. I'm glad to talk to the president, right? Because, you know what I'm saying? Because, I'm a black person, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ain't no reason why, if I've been in this country my whole life, that Mexicans should be making more money than me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no reason why, if they can commit a crime,
let them talk.
And come over
hilarious.
Here, you know what I'm saying? And get a job, and we can't even get a job as convicted felons.
Well, that's because you won't take the jobs that Mexicans are willing to take because you got too much pride.
Nah, see that? Nah, it ain't even like that. You don't know what I'm saying, because you ain't out here in the field where black people live, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because I'm not black from the South, yeah. No doubt.
I mean, I think in general, they say a lot of Mexicans will take jobs that we won't take at all times. They're not high-paying jobs.
That's the whole point, because, see, they're racist. They're even more racist toward black people. Like, if you work with a Spanish person, automatically they try to get rid of you. Eliminate you to pull more Spanish people inside.
I don't think it got nothing to do with you being black. I think it got to do with your attitude. I wouldn't want to work with you either. I'd be trying to get rid of your black ass.
Where you going right now, man? You up early.
Let me tell you something, man. You know, bro,
Man,
bruh.
I feel like you ain't got no
dick calling. You know what I'm saying?
This guy's a jerk.
What the hell is he talking about?
Call us up, 800-585-1051. We're talking Donald Trump, your next president. What are your thoughts? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Usher, No Limit. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Yee.
Yes.
Donald Trump is the next president? Are we sure? Are we positive?
That's what it's looking like, unless something was rigged at the polls.
I think Jesus is coming back this weekend, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I think Jesus is gonna come back for that second act. We need Jesus or we need a UFO invasion right now. And this is what I think should happen. This is just me personally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? You got two candidates, right?
Two.
One for the GOP, one for the Democratic nominee. So half of the country votes for one, or a little more than half, they win. The other half votes for, you know, the Democrat. I think they both should be in charge. I think it should be a president by committee. I really do. Because we voted against him. So clearly half of the country doesn't want him to be our president. So how could you ever truly be the United States of America?
How can two presidents run the United States?
President by committee. The same way three people can do a morning show. Sit down, talk about things, discuss things. Both people's interests are on the table.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will both sit down and be able to agree on anything?
Why not?
I don't think
they
got
to come across the aisle anyway at certain points to shake hands and kiss babies.
Yeah, but
I know it looks good now because Republicans run everything right now, the Senate and all that, Congress and all that other good stuff. But eventually it may not always be like that. You got to come across the aisle and shake hands and kiss babies sometimes, kiss each other sometimes.
We're in such a dire situation. We want to make up new rules right now.
Yes.
And this is
what we want. Because think about it. Half of the country voted for one person and said, this is who we want to lead. The other half votes for another person and said, this is who we want to lead. Why not just let it be a president by committee? Why can't it be both of them? Why can't it be like a big joke, a little joke situation?
They would
situation?
Never agree, and by the time they agreed, it would take them 6 months to pass any type of bill.
Hey, man, I don't care.
Well, let's go ahead and try to pass
the
that.
Country will feel better. I care about the country feeling better right now.
Hello, who's this?
This is Maya.
What's your thoughts, Mama?
Okay, so last night I was bad at and called the N-word with a harsh ER on the end.
Who called you that,
by a guy at the mailroom. Weird. Wow. I was talking to another resident. And he proceeded to call us the N-word and spit at us after we said we didn't vote for Donald Trump. And he said, you know, America needs to be white again. And at that point, I'm a law student at Duke in hopes to run for presidency one day.
Nice.
I've worked really hard for all of my grades. And it's hard for me to say that I think America won't stay divided when I see things like that. And I think, honestly, the only hope that we have is our minority communities, not just the Black community, but the Native American, the Hispanics, the LGBT community, like all of us need to band together right now and stand up like for people like ourselves. We need to get the people that are sitting on the couch and they're upset about this, go to school, do something, become something so
yes,
that we can change.
Absolutely.
This. Yeah.
The name of my book is Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. And what you're talking about is exactly the line of thinking that I have. You have to go out there and create your own opportunities. You got to empower yourself, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so real.
Okay.
Well, you have a great morning, Mama. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. No problem. Bye.
The moral of the story for me, man, is I've been telling y'all this, you know, the head of state can't save you. You know, the same way you can't save these hoes, that's Jesus' job. We have to keep God first. That is the most important thing. I know God ain't the most popular thing nowadays. Okay.
God is always
God is everything to me. You got to keep God first.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we got to spread a whole lot of love because mm-hmm. that's what the world's going to need.
Right.
And we got to get this money.
Get this bread.
Okay, you got to get this bread, man. You got to get this bread because getting that bread is what's going to empower yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help you empower other people. It's going to help empower your community. Like, you got to get this money and reinvest into your own. You
I know
have
a lot
to.
Of people feel like, I don't even want to get up and go to work and deal
no,
with this. I feel defeated.
Up.
But you got to get up, get out there today, and keep it moving.
You ain't got no
and
choice.
Plot some ways for you to take care of yourself and your people.
You got right. to, man. That's you have to. It's imperative. When Jay-Z says government, F government, we politic ourselves, this is what he talking about. We got to save ourselves, man. Can't nobody save us.
And pay your taxes. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa's son. What happened on social media that had people in a tizzy? Also, what singer are people saying now is possibly coming out of the closet with her lyrics?
Okay.
I need all these Trump supporters to come out the closet. That's what I need y'all to do.
They ain't coming out. Rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up. This just in. just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, just a quick update. After the election results were announced, Donald Trump put out his first tweet. Did you guys see what he wrote first?
Yeah,
he just said,
absolutely,
such a beautiful and important evening. The forgotten man and woman will never be forgotten again. We will all come together as never before.
Who is the forgotten man and woman? Who is he talking about?
You know who he's talking about.
Who?
We had a black president for 8 years.
Nobody forgot about white people. I just told y'all that. Man. White people, listen. White
he thinks
listen,
they did.
Listen, old white authority in this country. Nobody forgot about you. Y'all just got played out. Y'all like Uggs. That's it.
Women still wear Uggs.
But clearly Uggs are back this one.
Yeah, there you go. Uggs are back in style. All right, Hillary Clinton is going to give her remarks at 10:30 a.m. this morning. So make sure you stay tuned for whatever she's going to be talking about. Now, Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa, there's some backlash about Amber taking her son, Sebastian, their son, to go and get a manicure. Check out this audio.
Hey, Pumpkin, are you excited to get a pedicure and a manicure?
Yeah.
It's going to be so cool. What color are you getting your nails?
Mm-hmm. Orange.
Orange, like a pumpkin?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cute enough.
Okay, let's talk guy code. First of all, I love pedicures and manicures, but we do not get
color.
We do not
nails.
Get clear. That most you get is a nice little buff.
Now, look, can I finish my story, guys?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So Amber said that she was actually trying, her and Wiz are trying to raise Bash where they don't have to worry about gender roles, and that Wiz also wears nail polish himself. Just to put it in perspective.
I don't make it right. I don't like nail polish on my nails because... You know, when my nails get too long, I like to bite them. And nail polish is not tasty. Now, if they made some flavored nail
have
polish...
Have you tried it before?
If they made some flavored nail polish, I'd be all with it. Yes. You know? I put clear on before. And
now, Envy, you have sons.
Yes.
Can they go get Manny's, Petty's, and pick a color?
They cannot pick a color.
You can't pick a color.
We've gone and got Manny's and Petty's with my wife.
But I definitely get manicures and pedicures all the time.
But I am... Now, I can't pick a color.
I go get manicures and pedicures with my wife and daughter. We all be in
there. That's
what I
said. Cool. We all go.
All right, well, now let's switch over to Alicia Keys. Now, there are some rumors now. This song is saying that she's coming out of the closet. That's what people think. It's called Where Do We Begin Now? Tell me what you think.
What?
They gone because we the same sex. And we spending all this time. This could be the love we ain't made yet. Even though it's on my mind. We ain't even had the conversation. But do you want to testify?
What?
You said that headline too fast, and all I heard was coming out of the closet. What happened now?
Some people are saying this song, Where Do We Begin Now, is Alicia Keys' way of coming out of the closet. The lyrics are, what they gonna do, because we the same sex. Are we we're spending all this time. This could be the love we ain't made
y'all
yet.
Y'all do realize she's a happily married woman with kids.
Get to that point.
Even though it's on my mind, we even had the conversation, but do you want to testify?
Speaking of forgotten men, Swiss Beats, ladies and gentlemen, do you do know she's a happily married woman?
Well,
right.
Just because she is doesn't mean she hasn't had thoughts about having sex with the same sex. Right?
I don't know. Where are y'all getting this from? What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you the lyrics of the song and what people got from it.
I thought she was married. Happily.
Okay, there's a lot of happily married people that have other thoughts.
Well, y'all just pulled a rumor out y'all ass this morning.
All right, well, a source close to Alicia Keys is saying it's not autobiographical. She's actually talking about friends of hers who have shared these stories. And yes, she did just recently perform with Young M.A. as well.
Okay.
So, you know, that's all it is. All right.
She's from Harlem. A lot of lesbians in Harlem. That is a fact.
That is a fact. Facto.
A lot of lesbians.
Facto.
Like, lesbians.
Did
like,
they vote?
Dressed like Envy this morning. Black Scullies, black hoodies, and Tim Boots.
So. All right, and Azealia Banks put up a Facebook post. She was talking about the election. She said, I'm really laughing because Jay-Z and Beyonce were really up there shucking and bucking for Hillary and she still lost. She had Pharrell, old Jiminy Cricket looking ass up there with his Sambo hat on going hard in the paint.
That is crazy.
Bitches was not in formation. Hillary even tried to say she had hot sauce in her bag. She pulled out all of the most typical-ish and still lost. Damn slime.
Why is it shucking and bucking when black people stomp for a candidate but when white people do it, it's just them
Katie
stomping?
It's Katy Perry was up there.
Yeah, it's cool. When Katy does it, or John Bon Jovi doing the mannequin challenge, whoever, why do we do that to each other?
I don't know.
And by the way, Slate had Hillary Clinton's top
the funniest moments.
Funniest moments of her life in the past 30 years. But that means nothing now.
No, okay. But we made the list. We was on there.
And shout out to Bow Wow, a.k.a. Shad Moss. He's actually going to be producing TV now.
I heard Donald Trump's building a wall around Bow Wow. That's what
he's
I heard.
He's going to be doing the Atlanta spinoff for Growing Up Hip Hop. So he's going to be on there as a cast member, and he's producing it.
Okay, right? That's good. I like to see young brothers EP and things. Drop on the clues bomb for bottom of the plan. Don't drop it. Stop it.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Missy. Thank you, Missy. That was our rumor report. When we come back, it's the People's Choice Mix, 800-585-1051. Revolt. See y'all later. Mix up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.